We're using a lot of water these days. The Beaver Water District has reported a record one-day use this summer. And with more people moving here, more water will be used. But Kevin Imboden, the chief operations officer of Beaver Water District, says there is enough water to sustain Northwest Arkansas, and there is work underway to make sure that stays the case. This week, he talked with Ozarks at Large's Anna Pope, who is covering growth and its effects on the region for us, about water supply and infrastructure.
Well, with the somewhat milder temperatures and then the precipitation that we've gotten over the last week and a half or two, we've seen a decline in water sales. They're still very strong. I would say they've dropped about 10 to 15% from what our peaks were, but they have softened somewhat.
During this time of year, do you see a lot of demand as the year goes on, or what's your heaviest times of the year?
Right. We typically would see July and August being the strongest months as far as water sales go. And then June and September are typically slightly less. That can be dependent on weather. You know, we have had some years where might have a mild July or August with some rain, and we actually could sell some more water in those shoulder months, if you will. But typically, July and August are our big months, and then it tapers down some going into and coming out of the summer.
And so when it comes to reaching capacity, what does it take for that capacity to be reached? Because as we said earlier, there was about 39 million gallons shy of full capacity. So what does that look like on your end? Does that mean that a whole lot more people are going to have to use a whole lot more water? What does that look like?
Yeah, so we saw 102.5 million gallons, which was our peak day all time. And our nominal capacity of our treatment system is 140 million gallons in a day. So we were a little above 70% of our nominal capacity. Now, we can actually get some more capacity out of our plant than that 140 million gallons in a day. But we still had quite a bit of excess capacity. And our plant performed very well and met the demands of those peak days that we saw. And our employees really stepped up and did a great job making sure that our equipment was ready to go into that type of event. And also they kept everything in top-notch shape throughout that event. So as Northwest Arkansas grows, we've seen our water sales here grow drastically. I would say over the last 5 years or so, we probably averaged about a 4 to 5% increase in water sales annualized. But coming into this hot, dry summer that we just experienced, we were actually about 7% ahead of last year on water sales. And if you recall, the first part of the calendar year 2022 was a pretty wet year through around the first part of June. So we were about 7% ahead in a wet year. So that was significant for us to see that type of growth in a wet year, because weather can impact our water sales, certainly, as we saw with this summer drought. But with taking the effects of the summer drought and high temperatures that we saw for a sustained time, you know, I would anticipate that we're probably going to be over 10% growth rate for this year compared to last year in water sales. But we're in good position. We're trying to be very proactive, and system's performing very well now, and we'll make sure that we stay ahead of that growth.
So what kind of projects do you have in the works or have been done or will be taking place later on to get water out to these growing areas?
Yeah, we have a bunch of projects planned. The one that's coming up first will be a project that we're about 90% complete on the plans, and that's called our Western Corridor Expansion. And basically what that project entails will be construction of about 40,000 linear feet of steel pipeline, 60-inch diameter steel pipeline. And that pipeline will extend from our treatment plant in Lowell westward and go under I-49 and out to a location that's in northwest Springdale. And at that point, we will construct a large pump station, and that pump station will pump water eventually into all four of the customer cities, Fayetteville, Springdale, Bentonville, Rogers. So that project, it's designed to give redundancy, to give additional paths for our treated water to go from our plant to those customer cities. It also obviously increases capacity with having another route and another large pipeline to carry that water. And then it also helps the customer cities in that we will be providing them water at another point in their distribution systems, which will help the internal workings of their distribution system and help keep their pressures and flows at a higher level of performance. So projects will be a very important one for our customer cities. We anticipate that project being completed at the end of 2025, and the projected cost is about $130 million, a little over that. But we have several other projects that are coming behind that project, but there'll be a little bit of a gap.
So as more people are coming into the area, what does that look like, that demand look like for y'all on a day-to-day basis at the Water District?
Yeah, you know, it's something that's dynamic. We calculate growth rates all the time, and it depends on what period that you're looking at, obviously, on what that growth rate calculates out to be. But one of the things that we do here at the district, and it's pretty common for water utilities to do this, we have what we call a master plan, and that really drives, you know, how we're planning financially and operationally for large capital projects and future regulatory changes and more stringent water treatment requirements, things of that nature. But one of the big components of those master plans is to project future demands on our system. And so we take data and we slice it and calculate a lot of different ways and try to project as best we can what those growth rates are going to look like. The last master plan we did was full master plan was in 2015, and it was updated in 2019. But we've actually budgeted for a new master plan that will be done in our next fiscal year that starts October 1st. That should take until about next summer to complete, and we'll be working with Black & Veatch, a very experienced and reputable engineering firm. And again, they'll be looking at, start with projected demands. They'll look at our infrastructure from the lake to all the way to the edge of our property and look at all kinds of future regulatory requirements, all sorts of things to help us plan to be proactive to deal with this tremendous growth that we're seeing.
And so talking about more people in the area, you know, school's going to be starting back, specifically in Fayetteville. We're going to be seeing more people around because college students will be returning to campus. Is there much difference in water demand in the school year?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, when you look at the total area that we serve, you know, we probably serve a population of around 400,000 or more people, and then a lot of industries as well. So when you look at that total water usage across our footprint of our service territory, when the students come back to the U of A, it really is not a measurable impact to us. And I actually talked to the folks over at Fayetteville, and they said that they saw some increases, but it's really not measurable, not something really significant. So although there will be some, you know, slightly, in relative terms, slightly increased demand from those students returning, it won't really have a significant impact on Beaver Water District. Based on my conversation with Fayetteville, it should not have a significant impact on them as well, although it obviously will increase water usage for both of our entities.
So for folks at home who are striving to be more conscientious of how much water they use, in whatever capacity that may be, do you have any wise words or advice for people who want to decrease the amount of water they use or anything along those lines?
Yeah, you know, to me, over time, we've seen appliances get more water efficient and fixtures get more water efficient. And while, you know, I think those transitions and evolutions have been great, I think probably the biggest place that customers can save on their water bill and also use water more wisely is on the irrigation side. We see a tremendous amount of irrigation these days, especially in our region. For example, the water usage in July and August, we see it's probably 1.5 to 2 times as much as we would see, say, in February. And that's due almost entirely to irrigation. So that would be the piece of advice that I would offer to customers, is that understand what your lawn needs, the type of grass it is, and don't over-irrigate. Make sure your system is working properly and just use that irrigation water wisely. You know, our infrastructure here is in great shape. We're going to make sure that we're always addressing the needs of the region. It's not an issue of our not being able to keep up. It's not that at all. The lake is in good shape. You know, even through this drought, the lake level is still in great shape. It's a wonderful resource for us. And the customer cities, they do a great job of dealing with their growth. So it's not an issue of the entities involved not keeping up or the lake. But it's just, you know, being good stewards of our resources and actually potentially saving the customers out there, the end users, some money on the water bill.
Now, to finish up, is there anything that you want to add, or is there something that you wish was talked about when it comes to water in Northwest Arkansas or anything that has to do with your job?
Well, that master plan that I was talking about earlier, one of the big components of that plan is a capital improvement plan. And that thing will lay out large capital projects, say, over the next 15 years. And what we're seeing is those projects that were spread out over 12 to 15 years, that timeline is shrinking. All those projects that were projected to be still several years out are moving closer every day as we're seeing this growth continue in Northwest Arkansas or even accelerate. So what that's going to do is these projects that would have been spaced out, you know, typically in the water business, you spend it's high infrastructure and relatively low margins. So it's typical to spend millions or tens of millions of dollars on a project and then, for lack of better terms, ride that project for 10 to 15 years and accumulate more financial resources before you have to build something big again. But what we're seeing is those gaps between projects are going to be smaller and smaller. But the good news is that's part of our jobs is to project the financial impact to everyone and to plan for those. When we do our financial projections, our rates are low. Currently, they're $1.41 for 1,000 gallons of water, you know, which is you're going to pay more in the local quick shop for a bottle of water than what we charge for 1,000 gallons of it. But, you know, we anticipate that while there will be obviously some upward pressure on our rates that we would charge to the customer cities, and ultimately that would probably be passed on to the end users, that upward pressure and potential increases are going to be really very manageable based on our projections. So it's going to put us, you know, make us be on our toes as far as planning and making sure that we're getting those facilities designed and constructed. But we really feel at the end of the day that we're going to be proactive, stay ahead of the growth. And when the dust settles, have some very, very good rates compared to the rest of the world. So, you know, to me, it's good news. It's just it's something that all the entities involved with delivering high quality drinking water in Northwest Arkansas is having to deal with this extremely high growth and a high inflation environment. But I think we're faring very well right now.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to speak with us and or speak with me. And you have a good one.
Yeah, thank you, Anna. Take care.
Kevin M. Bowden is the Chief Operations Officer at Beaver Water District. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Anna Pope earlier this week. Anna's reporting originates from the Bruce and Ann Applegate News Studio.